You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and today we're shining a light on a danger that's easy to overlook, but can change a cyclist's life in an instant. Doring accidents. Did you know that in the time it takes to read this sentence, a cyclist could be launched headfirst into traffic by someone carelessly opening a car door? It's one of the leading causes of serious bike injuries in cities. And today, we're breaking down why it happens and how riders can protect themselves.
That's a terrifying thought. And what makes it even more frightening is how little time cyclists have to react. We're talking less than half a second at normal riding speeds.
You know what's really concerning? The rise of ride sharing has actually made this problem significantly worse. We've got passengers who aren't familiar with local cycling patterns, rushing to their next destination, completely unaware of the danger they pose.
I can see how that would compound the problem. How are cities dealing with this increased risk?
Well, that's the thing. While some cities are installing protected bike lanes with physical buffers, most urban areas still force cyclists to ride in what's called the door zone. It's essentially setting up a deadly trap between parked cars and moving traffic.
And that's exactly why the Injury Helpline has become such a crucial resource, right? Because these accidents can happen to even the most careful cyclists.
Absolutely right. And here's what many people don't realize. Evidence in these cases disappears incredibly quickly. Security camera footage might be gone within 72 hours. Rideshare records can vanish. And even physical evidence like door damage often gets repaired before it can be documented.
That's why it's so important to contact the Injury Helpline immediately after an accident, isn't it? And they offer free consultations 24/7?
Exactly. And those free consultations can make all the difference. The attorneys they connect you with understand the complex web of liability in these cases. It's not just about the person who opened the door. You might have claims against rideshare companies, delivery services that double parked in bike lanes, or even municipalities that designed dangerous bike infrastructure.
You know, I've heard about something called the Dutch Reach that could prevent many of these accidents. Could you explain that concept?
The Dutch Reach is fascinating. It's this simple but effective technique where drivers and passengers use their far hand to open the car door. This naturally forces you to rotate your body and look over your shoulder for cyclists. But until this becomes standard practice, cyclists remain at risk of devastating injuries.
Speaking of injuries, what are we typically seeing in these cases?
The injury patterns are truly shocking. Even with helmets, we're seeing traumatic brain injuries, broken collarbones from impact, facial trauma from hitting the door or windshield. The door edge often aligns perfectly with the cyclist's torso, which can cause severe internal injuries. And that's not even counting the psychological trauma. Many cyclists develop PTSD or severe anxiety about riding after these incidents.
That must lead to astronomical medical bills and long-term recovery costs.
Exactly why having proper legal representation through the Injury Helpline is crucial. They can help pursue compensation for immediate medical costs, future medical needs, rehabilitation expenses, lost wages, diminished earning capacity, pain and suffering, and property damage. In cases of particularly egregious behavior, they might even secure punitive damages.
So, what should someone do immediately after a dooring accident?
First, call 911 and insist that police document the dooring violation specifically. Gather all possible information, license plate, insurance info, and if it was a rideshare, get screenshots of the trip details. Take photos of everything: door position, injuries, bike damage, skid marks, lane markings. But most importantly, contact the Injury Helpline right away.
And they can help with all aspects of recovery, not just the legal case?
That's right. They assist with everything from medical lien reduction to bike repair reimbursement, structured settlement guidance, and even connecting victims with appropriate counseling services. It's comprehensive support when you need it most.
Looking at the bigger picture, these accidents really highlight problems with urban infrastructure design, don't they?
They absolutely do. A painted bike lane is useless if it puts cyclists directly in the door zone. Until we see widespread implementation of protected bike lanes with physical buffers, it's crucial for cyclists to know their rights and have access to legal support through services like the Injury Helpline. Remember, they're available 24/7, and that first consultation is completely free. Because when it comes to dooring accidents, time really is of the essence.